Good morning. This morning I would like to deal with a passage of Scripture found in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. I've entitled this message, The Gospel in a Miracle. The events described in this passage reveal numerous blessings that I would like to consider this morning. For instance, what a blessing to this lame man, this man lame from his mother's womb, that God Almighty had ordained public worship. Peter and John were coming at an appointed hour to the temple. These two men were coming in obedience to their Lord's command to preach the gospel of free and sovereign grace. It was divine providence that had caused Peter and John to cross paths with this certain lame beggar. May we from the heart give thanks that we have the privilege to attend where the gospel is preached, where Christ totally is honored. David said in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. I see another blessing. These two men crossing paths with this certain lame beggar. Consider the kindness that these two men showed this man. We can always be gracious. As the Lord has shown mercy to us, let us be merciful. Colossians 3:12 says, Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. But thirdly, and most importantly, of all observations that may be made concerning this passage, if we see not the gospel of free grace, sovereign grace, the way the exalted Christ saves sinners, then we miss the true message. In these verses, I would like to consider four indisputable lessons. The first lesson is this. This certain man's physical condition is actually a picture of our spiritual condition. This man was lame from his mother's womb, defective from birth. Sin is the incurable disease of our heart. David said in Psalm 51 and in verse 5, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. In Psalm 58:3, the scripture says, The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. How many of us as parents had to set out to teach our children to be untruthful? This beggar is a picture of all men born in Adam, that is to say, all men unable to stand before God in their own strength without blame. The natural man has no more ability to come to Christ than this lame man had to stand up and walk. Listen to the words of our Lord in John chapter 5 and verse 40. Ye will not come to me that ye might have life. And in John chapter 6 and verse 44, No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. This drawing is what David meant when in Psalm 65 and verse 4, David said, Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causeth to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. The second lesson that I would like to consider is this. God's providence overrules even in our ignorance. This man was in a place that not only he, but his friends thought would be the most advantageous. This lame beggar's motive for being laid at the Gate Beautiful was to receive alms or a temporary fix something that could satisfy his need for the moment. This man was laid daily at the most glorious gate of the temple. Josephus, the Jewish historian, says that it was a gate made of Corinthian gold, walls of fine white polished marble. But there was actually nothing there anymore to help this poor lame beggar. It was a desolate place. The glory of God had been fulfilled in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The veil had been rent. Peter and John had come that day not to attend the offering, but to actually preach the gospel as the Lord had commanded them. Though this was a beautiful place, a place that appeared as though that it had great promise, great hope, this man's ignorance would have caused him to remain in that state, lame, carried daily, but for God's providence, God's mercy that would have caused Peter and John to cross his path that day. This brings me to my third lesson, and it's this. God uses means to call out his people. If the Lord chose to do so, he could save a sinner without the use of means, but he has chosen to call out and to save his people by the hearing of his word, that is to say the gospel of free grace, the declaration of what he has done in the salvation of sinners. God so orders all things that the object of his mercy will be at a place where they shall hear the truth. What is this truth? Why, it's the preaching of Christ. The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the gospel. It's the declaration of Christ himself. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. A perfect example of how the Spirit of God so directs his preachers to cause them to cross paths with those that he has purposed to save is found in the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 6. The scripture says, Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they had come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Paul then had a vision, and in that vision there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Paul had purposed, as we just read, to go to Asia, and was forbidden by the Spirit of God to go there. Why is this? Well, obviously the scripture bears out how God's providential dealings so directs his people. The scripture says in verse 14 of that same chapter, Acts 16, that there was a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira. Thyatira was a city in Asia. That's where Paul had purposed to go. But the Spirit of God so directed Paul to not go to Asia, but to go instead to Macedonia. And he came to a place called Philippi, a city there in Macedonia. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down, and we spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman, Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, that city which was in Asia, where Paul was forbidden to go, this woman worshiped God. She heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house, abide there. And she constrained us. Oh, behold, how the providential guidance of Almighty God so moved this servant to be brought to a place where he would cross paths with this certain woman, just like this certain man, lame from his mother's womb, who was carried daily at this beautiful gate, was caused to cross paths with these two preachers of the gospel. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 7 declares, How beautiful are the feet of him that bring good tidings and publish peace. Feet made beautiful because Almighty God has ordered them to be so. Peter and John were by divine constraint at this spot. This man's friends brought him here, not by luck, by purpose. The fourth and final lesson that I'd like to consider this morning is the effect that the gospel has upon those that God has purposed to save. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5, the writer says, For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. As Peter and John were walking into the temple, this man asked of them alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Was this man actually healed that day? Absolutely. But this is a picture of conversion, true conversion. This man had within himself no ability to rise up and walk. But with that word, with that command, went the power to accomplish that which had been spoken. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11 says, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Listen to the Lord Jesus Christ in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse 16, speaking of the assuredness of His Word accomplishing the purpose for which it was sent. He said, Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. If you would like to hear more concerning this message of the free and sovereign grace of the salvation of sinners, come visit with us. Our services are 10 a.m. Sunday morning, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. Tune in again next week, the same time, same station. And until then, thank you.